Hot 91.1, getting as close to the change rooms as possible. All thanks to Slater and Gordon Lawyers, proud sponsors of the Brisbane Broncos. This is Corey Parker.
So one sleep to go before Origin Game 3. Captain of the Brisbane Broncos in his last ever Origin appearance joins us. Morning, Corey.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Good, mate. Now tell us what emotions are running through you before this, your final Maroons game.
It's mixed, to be honest. On the one hand, I'm excited about the game, but then, you know, you sort of, in the same sort of thought, you think, oh, geez, it's going to be the last one. So,
yeah,
that was always going to be the case when you make your announcement. Everything's going to be my last moving forward. So.
Yeah.
I'm just going to enjoy it for what it is.
Yeah, I mean, that's all you can do, isn't it? You've got to live in the moment.
That's it. You can't do much more.
Corey, speaking of living in the moment, Taylor Swift is on the Gold Coast at the moment and entering in, and basically everything she's doing is being watched and scrutinised.
Yeah.
What's that like? I mean, you would have a similar sort of reaction everywhere you go.
Yeah, maybe not on Taylor Swift. Maybe not on that level, but similar.
I was a bit disappointed. I texted her last week to I knew she was coming over and she didn't get back to me. So, anyway, I've missed out on catching up with her.
But, well, it's funny you should say that because she showed me your message on her phone this morning and I said, talk to Corey a bit later on. I'll pass on your regards.
I mean, it's part and parcel of the job we do. You can't have the fun times, I suppose, without the having that scrutiny of people watching. All that aside, you just hope everyone sort of enjoys the company you've got, you know, and doesn't want to, I guess, do the flip side and try and air out everything. Yeah.
Do you find you can be yourself, though, mate? Like, when you're out in the public with the family, do you feel you can ever just relax and just be 100% Corey Parker because you've got eyes on you?
You do, but there has been times where, you feel there's eyes on you and I guess you approach your situation a little bit differently.
Yeah.
Whether that might be disciplining the kids or just being out in general.
Speaking of having eyes on you, being a Para Eels fan, obviously my eyes are on Jared Hayne not being selected in the Fijian rugby side for Rio. What do you think he's going to do next?
No, I just finished reading an article. There's about a list of about five options. So I guess I'm not real sure. After reading that article, I think my head says he'll probably be back in rugby league.
Yeah, well, you said you didn't think he'd come back to the NRL, but
I didn't, but I didn't realise some of the loopholes that have gone on in the other codes. So I think he might be back in rugby league.
That's huge for the game, Corey.
Yeah, well, it is. I mean, it's just a publicity thing that'll come back to the game. He obviously can play. I've played with him, and he's an exceptional player. But, I'm not too convinced just yet that it'll be Parramatta. So we'll see.
I don't want to know about that.
I just think it's coincidental that you announce your retirement and he wants to come back. What it tells me is that he was scared when he was last time and he went to get away from you in the first place.
Yeah, of course he was.
Now, Corey, we found out a little bit about your musical taste.
Explain yourself. Explain yourself, Bronco.
No, I've never been a fan of the great Billy Ray.
No, but country music?
Love country music. Yeah. I'm not going to shy away from that, yeah.
Want to sing us a few bars of your favourite country song?
Oh, there's too many. Yeah. Look, I'm going to just say this. I've copped a lot of flack over a long period of time about country music. It is infectious. You get yourself around it and you'll start just tapping away and by the time of it, you'll have it all. There's too much good country music. I mean, it's not the old my cat died, my dog died, and, the car broke down stuff anymore. There's some pretty good stuff.
I love it. Well, Corey, look, we wish you every bit of good luck. We know that a lot of listeners on Hot 91 will be sad to see you leave Origin. Any messages for your fans?
No, just one very simple one. Go Queensland. But secondly, that's two messages. Just a big thank you, really. Big thank you to everyone that's supported me. And I've copped a lot of well wishes over, I guess, the last few weeks. So, yeah, really appreciative of that.
Wake up with Sam Coward and Narissa Pace. Drive home with Fitzy and Whipper and get the coast's best music all day while you work. On New Year's Day, I've been thinking about you. You should go and love yourself. 80s, 90s and now. All day, every day. And only on Hot 91.1.
Has your not-for-profit community group planned some great projects but needs funding? Sunshine Coast Council's grant programs are open for applications. Major grants award up to $30,000 for projects benefiting Sunshine Coast communities, and environment levy grants of up to $5,000 for projects making positive contributions to the region. Contact Council to inquire about your project.